I'm Dineo Faku, and with me is Bayer Snell. He's the CEO of Harmony Gold Mining Company. Such a pleasure to chat to you. And I'm so excited to speak to you because you are, it is the new broom sweep clean, as the new CEO. Would you just tell us, I mean, what do you think is your priorities taking on this strategic role for Harmony Gold?
Yeah, thank you, Dineo. And I mean, it's obviously a privilege to talk to you today, and thank you for the opportunity. My first and foremost priority is to make sure that we deliver on our current strategy. I mean, whilst we're contemplating, you know, the future of Harmony, and that is to make sure that our employees are safe, first and foremost, and that we continue to deliver safe, predictable production. That is our set strategy. With my appointment, it was an internal appointment. So, from the board's perspective, there's a continuation, of the current effort. And I think if you look at Harmony's production profile and strategy, there's a clear pathway, for the next 20 or so years in terms of, what we need to deliver on to keep Harmony, sustainable. And, as we say, we're all about mining with purpose. And so it's way beyond just mining the metals. It's also making sure that we continue to be the partner of choice that we have been with, operating the assets in the jurisdictions that we operate.
Yes. And I mean, what sort of impact do you think you have as a gold mining company, mainly in the Free State? Are you able to say what contribution you are making to communities? Because in South Africa, really relies on the mining industry for job creation. Tell us more about some of the initiatives that we have.
Yeah, I mean, Harmony is all about sustainability. I mean, if you think of our 74 years of existence, our business model was one of picking up mines that had a short life. We recapitalize these mines, we extend the life of these mines. And, by doing so, our communities and our employees, share in those benefits. And, some of these towns would have not been in existence today, if it wasn't for Harmony. So we're quite proud about, the tenure we bring with these mines. And more recently, we've acquired the last few mines that were Anglo Gold mines, 2018 and 2021. And similarly there, those mines today, both the underground mines have got a 20-year life ahead of them with the approved projects that are in execution, and Mine Waste Solutions have got a 16-year life. So, again, testimony of how Harmony, reinvest in the ore bodies that we own and extend the life for the benefit of all our stakeholders.
I love that you talked about the Anglo Gold Ashanti assets, because Boneng is the world's deepest gold mine. And I understood, I may be wrong, but there was... plans to extend the life or going deeper? Exactly what plans do you have for this very important mine in Boneng?
Yes, thank you. Yes, indeed. I mean, we have approved the project in terms of extending the mine life to 20 years. I mean, that's the 20 years I spoke about. The mine life extension is happening on two reef horizons, the VCR reef and the Carbon Leader reef. And only a portion of the mine life extension is at depth, so it is an incremental depth extension to the deep mine. So, it's not it's an incremental extension. It's not a significant. It's 170 meters deeper. And knowing that, the other part of the production is on the Carbon Leader reef as well as the sister mine Tautona shaft pillar extraction. So. Yes, indeed. That mine is a very important mine for Harmony. And, with the completion of this project, we'll have 20 years of life.
Okay. And, I mean, one of the most exciting things was the, Mine Waste Solutions announcement that was made last year. Are you the biggest tailings company in South Africa?
Yes, we're in fact the biggest remining operator in the world on a volume basis in gold. So that is hugely exciting for us. Mine Waste Solutions is now also recapitalized, as I said, and it's got a 16-year life. And we've also commissioned, a fourth stream there. So Mine Waste Solutions is now, north of 100,000 ounces per annum, which if you look at it, is a sizable operation for a surface remining project. And the surface remining is high margin, low risk production, and it also supports the circular economy from an ESG perspective in how we clean up mine waste and centralize that. So yeah, very important project for us. And in actual fact, we think there are more opportunities to grow that side of the business in areas like the Free State and in the Beeshoofs area of our portfolio.
I mean, tell us about your projects outside of South Africa. what I understand that we are facing headwinds in some of those jurisdictions outside of South Africa.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them headwinds. You know, we're usually excited about our entry into copper, which is imminent. I mean, we acquired a copper asset from Copper Mountain, and we are close to release the outcome of the feasibility study of that copper mine that is in Queensland, Australia, North Queensland. We will bring that to the market in this year, and hoping to, you know, if we've taken it through our internal hurdles and, you know, if we get support of the board, we will be executing on that soon. That's a greenfields copper mine in Queensland, Australia, in a tier one jurisdiction. It's a sizable mine. The mine will produce about 50 to 60,000 tons of copper per annum, which in gold equivalent ounces, if you convert it to gold, is north of 300,000 gold equivalent ounces. Now, what that means is that mine will be bigger than Mponeng, which is Harmony's biggest mine. So it'll be a significant mine in the Harmony portfolio. It'll be in a tier one jurisdiction, and it will be copper, which excites us a lot. So I won't quite call that headwinds. We are very excited about
it. Yes.
Of course. And I mean, everyone is scrambling for copper. I mean, I guess it's a big boost for you to be in this.
Yeah, it is exciting. And, you know, also... Yeah, I mean, yeah, we think gold and copper will exist well together. And I mean, for us, both of them are important minerals, and we see a lot of value in that going forward. Yeah.
Talking about gold, I mean, the gold price, I mean, shot the lights out last year, and we're expecting the same sort of growth in terms of the gold price going forward, given that it's viewed as a safe haven asset.
Yeah, I mean, indications are that the gold price will be strong going forward. We don't necessarily rely on that. You know, we try and capitalize on the good gold price. And to do that, we stick to, you know, mining safe, profitable ounces. And, you know, we use a term saying consistent, predictable production. So the trick is that you have to have ounces to sell when the price is high. And that's where we focus. We can control our cost. We can control our safety. We can control our production. So we choose to keep that part of the business healthy, and you know, take the upside the price offers, as it comes around.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Thank you so much for your time.